Raymond Davern, Extraordinary Casual Women. The story I'd like to tell is about Eileen Noonan, my mother Ellen Davern, and a fantastic group of ladies in the Mentally Handicapped Association who got together to raise funds for special needs schools in Cashel. And they did this at a very tricky time. It's 40 years ago. So it was in the 80s. And really, the services were very, very limited. With community support, I mean, they raised the money locally, but they got fantastic support. But their committee was small but powerful. And these ladies went out throughout Tipperary and raised money for four schools in Cashel, but they also have independent living set up. I've met a lot of parents of special needs children over the years whose kids were able to lead independent lives, albeit, you know, supervised, but they set it all up. Eileen, unfortunately, is deceased. My mum has vascular dementia, but there's no one there probably nowadays to tell that story of those ladies and what they did. You know, they brought in the Brothers in Charity. They set up the schools. There's kids coming from Templemore, Clonmel, all over Tipperary coming and availing of the services. And it's lovely to see. You'll see SNAs, I think, you know, walking the kids around town. They're part of the community here. Cashel is a small town. And I just think that that's a story of humanity that needs to be told. And I tell a little story about a gentleman. He was John McCarty. And John had a garage in Fermoy. It's unfortunately gone now. But John sold cars. But his car broke down just at the old motel. My mother and Eileen Noonan were out selling tickets for the Mental Handicap Association. Now, this was in the 80s. The tickets were £100. Which was a lot of money back then. And they saw these two gentlemen, again in the 80s, different times, people don't pick up people nowadays, stuck, lash and rain. They pulled over. Gentlemen, can we help you? Mr. McCarty, John said, can you bring us into town? Our car's after breaking down. So they brought him into the local garage, got them sorted. And on the drive in, which is a short drive, John asked, you know, what are you doing, ladies? And they said, we're selling tickets for the mentally handicapped, £100. And he sent him a cheque for £600, right? That's a lovely story. And that's a true story. That man, unfortunately, is dead and gone now. But I know one of his sons. They're customers for years since with us. And, you know, I suppose pay it forward is part of that. You know, you'll get it back. I hope those ladies and their committee will be remembered in town with great fondness.